Nicely with Martin Bester.
And now on the line, joining us out of Durban, I have it, is Eben Etzebeth. Eben, goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit?
Goeiemôre, nee, goed aan wel.
Baie lekker, hoe like Durbs vanoggend?
Bietjie koud, bietjie renerig.
Ja,
ek reis hier op jou oblikkie, maar...
Ons het die selle weer hierdie kant, Eben, dis amper asof Pretoria... probeer Durban wees baie net om jou gemaklik in Pretoria te laat voel, verstaan jy? Want I'm sure it's gonna happen at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
ek dink blou gaan verskriklik mooi lyk op jou bin.
Die blou van die weep, ja.
You took it there. Eben, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got practice in a few minutes, and that's good news because we haven't seen you on the field for a long time. How's your recovery going, and when can you see you back on the field?
It's going well. I'm scared to put a time on it because I was supposed to be back about 2 weeks ago, and then had another setback. So I'm just going to say in a couple of weeks, but yeah, it should be soon.
But when I saw you, you looked in pretty good nick. Have you been working hard off the field and in gym?
Yeah, I think that's a thing. And I think any rugby player can tell you when you're injured, you actually work harder than the guys that's playing because you've got so much more time to work on stuff. So it's been a tough couple of months working hard. But it's good to try and get back. And yeah, hopefully when I get my chance again, it will be nice to be back on the field.
Sharks het verloor gister. Was jy bietjie teleurgesteld? A little frustrated that you can't make a difference sitting at home?
Yeah, it was obviously not a great performance, disappointing performance. But yeah, we set our sights on the URC rather than the Challenge Cup. I know some people probably don't understand why, but we already qualified for next season's Champions Cup.
Right.
And that's the thing last year when we went for the Challenge Cup.
With the Sharks, at least you're focusing on URC. Do you think you guys have a good chance this year?
Yeah, we're in the top four at the moment, so that secures your home quarterfinal. Obviously, we'd like to go to second, and we know Leinster is out of sight. We won't catch them. I think second spot still up for grabs. So that means we're going to have to win the remaining four fixtures, and Glasgow and the Bulls is going to have to slip up. They are playing each other, so that's maybe a good thing for us. But yeah, at least we get a home quarter. So yeah, looking to hopefully go far in that competition.
And my friend, there's not many things I'm very scared of, but I am scared of you saying you're not going to come visit us in studio. My colleague Felicity Rican desperately needs to catch up with you.
I do.
When are you coming to see us in studio?
Yes.
That's in Johannesburg, you said, eh?
Yeah.
Eben, dis belangrik dat jy met deur kom. Ek wil net 'n paar goedjies met jou gesels.
Niks ernstig nie.
Dis net belangrike inligting wat ek moet deel.
Ja.
Ek kan niks beloof nie. Ek sal probeer.
Okay.
Dankie.
But I did tell you about her, so.
The word is worn. Eben, kan ek vir jou vra, if you look at the rest of the season and the upcoming Springbok games, is daar enigiets anders hierdie jaar? Jy het obviously al in contact gewees met Rassie.
Ja, kyk, as jy kyk daar die Springbok seisoen is, ons het baie lang terug twee toetse in Nieu-Seeland gespeel. So ek dink dit is nog ons 'n lekker challenge vir ons. Eden Park, waar hulle dink in oor die 30 of 40 jaar nog nie verloor het nie. So sien uit vir daai ene. So is 'n groot challenge vir ons. En dan natuurlik 'n groot einde van die jaar toer ook vir ons. Ierland en Frankryk weg van die huis af speel en daar's natuurlik nog ander toetse, maar daar is verseker die twee toetse wat uitstaan. Maar ja, ek dink Rassie en sy coaching staff is klaar besig met planne en ons het 'n paar alignment camps gehad en daar's nog 'n paar wat kom, so die beplanning is goed vir die jaar.
Have you always gevraat, always wanted to ask you this, aside from Eben Etzebeth, who is the strongest rugby player on the field?
Currently.
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah.
If you just look at the pure ball carrying, it will probably be Josh Tuisova, Fijian. But yeah, Jasper Wiese is also up there when it comes to carrying ability.
Right. Francie Malherbe.
Yeah, what a different kind of strength. Scrum ability, there's not a lot who can compare him and Ox.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, I mean, Wilco's having an unbelievable season, and Vincent Koch, and so there's a couple of strong front rows when it comes to scrummaging.
Ach, lekker. Jy kom uit gesê die bulle span, maar dis ook fyn. Ek verstaan. I wasn't going to say it, but because we really want you in studio. Ek hoop regtig vir jou is bitter vinnig weer op die veld en baie baie dankie vir jou tyd. Jy ben hoor.
Nee, dankie julle.
That's great. Jy ben we're testing your speed. You've only got 3 minutes to get to practice, so yeah. Here we go.
Thanks,
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, but Elizabeth speaking to us like literally minutes before they start their practice in Durban.
Yeah, which is very, I think it's a great thing because, you know, if it's participating on the field session, obviously it's not with all of the Sharks. They'd been traveling and they lost yesterday, but it's a good sign and I think Russie will be happy.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.